I'll just hit right on the biggest one first, and we'll go from there. So the impeachment process has obviously begun, and I'd like to know, as an Oregonian and out here, what we should be watching for and looking for as this process kind of plays out from your perspective.
Well, I think the first thing is that it really hasn't begun the way it should, and that should tell you something. Traditionally, historically, when a matter of impeachment has been brought to the House, it starts with a resolution in the House to move forward. And that none of that's happened, so literally nothing's changed on the process front. It's been investigations are going on through different committees, and they're doing their inquiries and all. But it's not how the Congress has done impeachment proceedings in the past with President Nixon and others. And so that to me is problematic. If they're going to go down this path, they need to do it by the book. Because these are really serious things. I mean, if you're going to overturn the will of the American people and unseat a president of the United States, you better have really good reasons, and they better measure up to that. So I take it very seriously. And you know, my background's a journalism degree from the U of O, and so I want to get to the facts. I supported the release of all the information, just as I supported the full length of the Mueller investigation. I'm about getting to the facts and then rendering a judgment.
So if this process is not going by the usual way, does it then go through this first piece and then eventually go to a resolution? Is that how you see it playing
out?
Well,
we don't know. We don't know. Does it go through six different committees and they refer their findings to the Judiciary Committee? Do they create, a special impeachment committee? We literally don't know. I'm not in the majority, and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is obviously in charge and doing her thing, but we don't know. Nor do we know the timelines. There's some speculation, and that's really all it is right now, that they want to move quickly and get this done before the winter holidays, before Christmas, because the primaries and the caucuses start up fairly early after the first of the year. But again, if they're going to go down this path, political caucuses and primaries should not be what sets a timeline. It should be where the facts lead, then do the thorough investigation, and then bring the charges to the full House if you're going to go down that path. So I don't know when or where. My fear is it's going to poison the well on getting legislation done. We've already seen so much attention being paid to this and taking away from other legislative time. And we don't need any more partisanship in Washington. We need progress, and we need, public policy that's hammered out.
Do you care to answer the question of whether you think that once it gets through the proper process, it's possible that the reason for this impeachment is valid?
All I'll say at this point is I'm beginning to back away from that discussion because, in fact, if they are moving into a formal impeachment process, then while I would not sit as a juror, that would be the Senate, you're kind of like a grand juror. And so I don't want to speculate on this, that, or the other thing or hypotheticals out there. I'm fine getting the facts. That's what we need, and then see what they bring as a charge, if there is any charge. But again, it needs to be the sort of level of misdemeanors. That's what the Constitution speaks about. And based on what I've seen so far with the initial documents, I'm not convinced it rises to that level. I'm not an attorney. They haven't made their case yet. We haven't gotten sort of the formal back and forth, and so I'll reserve judgment.
Okay, thank you. And I want to now move. I'll move to a different topic now. We sure. live in an era of polarization and personal divides, and your district seems to me as a really microcosmic example of the nation in a lot of ways, and that includes guns, of course. Of course, in your district, some want none, some have lots for a bunch of different reasons. How can you bring your constituents together to talk about gun control and perhaps create some solutions that can be made broader?
Well, you know, I do it through town halls. I've held probably more per capita in Oregon than anybody in the House or the Senate. We've held 40 town halls so far this year, two in every. And you know, the last series I did, five or six of them in August, the issue only came up one time, and that was from a constituent who was concerned about protecting her Second Amendment rights. And what was I doing about that? Otherwise, they were focused on other issues. Now, that's not to say this isn't an issue that we need to look at. So a couple of things I think where there's common ground is, first, let's enforce the laws that are already on the books. Let's, second, make sure that the national background check system works. And we passed legislation a couple of years ago because we found in looking at the background check system that many states were not participating fully. And so we passed legislation to try to assist them and prod them to actually turn the data into the national system. We need to focus on who is committing these horrific crimes and which crimes are being committed. Much of gun violence in America involves suicide. I mean, that's where the lives are really being lost, is in suicide. That clearly speaks to a need for mental health. I think, you know, Oregon has a red flag law. I think you could find common ground around a red flag law as long as the right protections are there for your constitutional rights. I mean, you don't want somebody that just has a vendetta against you claiming that you're something, and then you're suddenly for a year can't go hunting or something. So there has to be the right protections for everybody involved. But I think that's a place you could, if you could have a thoughtful discussion, probably get to. So I think improving the background check system, making sure it works and is enforced properly, dealing with red flag laws, again, if the protections are there for the accused, if you will, I think there are things you could do. But when you have some who are running for president say, I'm just going to come confiscate your guns, that's right, that doesn't help get us to where we could find common ground.
And in this current time, with impeachment kind of taking over, but other things as well, there's a lot of other issues that Congress deals with, like Afghanistan, opioids, robocalls, and the newest thing about the trade war really affecting filberts and beef, I know particularly in your district. Are those getting lost, and can Congress really do what other things it should be doing in the current climate?
Well, I hope they don't get lost. I'm afraid there's an enormous amount of political energy and attention being paid to the impeachment, much like there was to the Mueller report. And I would see it day in and day out. There'd just be all this focus, all this attention. Everybody's got to go figure out the latest new thing. And meanwhile, the work that people send us here to do was being slowed, if not stalled. When you go into an impeachment, I was not here when Clinton was impeached. But when you talk to people who were, yeah, that, it just sort of puts a wet blanket over everything else at a minimum and drives up the partisan nature of the place. And that's not good. When I was chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, we moved 148 bills through the committee, and 93% of those pieces of legislation got bipartisan votes on the House floor. And so there's a way to make this process effective and work. But when you have something that's as hyper polarizing as what is being done on impeachment, that does not help bring us together. And so we'll see where it leads. Look, we need to deal with robocalls. We passed legislation in the House to do that. 47.8 billion illegal robocalls. There's a way to fix it. We've got legislation to do that. It needs to be worked out between the House and the Senate. Surprise medical billing. Oregon's led on this issue. We need now lead nationally, because if you're an Oregonian, you show up in an emergency room in another state, one out of five people is going to get a surprise medical bill. Even though they followed all the rules, thought they were covered by their insurance. I mean, there's just a gaming going on there, and it's very expensive to the consumer. We have legislation bipartisan to fix that. We have a great opportunity to bring down the price of prescription drugs. And we were working in a bipartisan way until this week, when Speaker Pelosi unveiled her own bill, and that put a stop to the bipartisan work being done in the Energy and Commerce Committee, where which I used to chair. And our teams were doing great, working through different things and making real progress. And then radio silence, and now we got a partisan bill. And it just doesn't have to be that way.
Is this what you imagined when you went to Congress?
Well, I wasn't naive, and you know, I get that there's differences of opinion and philosophy, and it is a democratic process, and it was set up to be hard, not easy, which is fine. But it's when it is unnecessarily partisan that it gets old, and we don't get things done that people expect us to get. And most of us come here wanting to solve problems, wanting to get things done. Oregon delegation works pretty well together. I mean, I'm working with Suzanne Bonamici and Senator Merkley on their asbestos bill. We're going to put an end to asbestos in America, and we're moving it through the committee. And, you know, we work together on a lot of things in the delegation. And I just wish, you know, some of these other issues, other delegations could get together and sort of stand shoulder to shoulder and put the American people first.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you getting in touch and being in touch and the work you're doing.
Sure.
And I look forward to talking to you again.
Go Ducks. That's the most important thing here. Go Ducks.
I love it. All right. All right, Greg. I hope you have a great afternoon.
Take care.
I look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.